Chapter 1, Introducing the Mind View Council. Lie down, get comfortable, and close your eyes. Place your hand on the spot that rises and falls the most when you inhale. If this spot is on your chest, you are not using your full lung capacity. Put your hand on your stomach and take deep, full breaths. Breaths that make your stomach rise more than your chest. Continue breathing slowly and deeply. See your breath as a pure white cloud coming in through the top of your head. As it swirls around down through your body, it picks up all of the impurities, the tension, the fatigue, or the pain, or all of the problems of the day. Imagine the impurities then exiting out through your toes as you exhale. As your lungs are emptied, the cloud leaves your body and disappears out into space. Again, inhale as the white cloud comes in, swirls down through your body, carrying away the tensions and the worries, the impurities, exiting with your breath. Relaxing now, down through your chest, your thighs. Relaxing down through your legs, ankles, and feet. Carrying away the tension, worry, pain, or fear out through your toes. Out through your toes and away. And now imagine the cloud of oxygen turns a beautiful blue color, calming, soothing you. Feel the color cleansing your body, your mind, leaving your body feeling deeply relaxed. Your problems and worries are washed away, peaceful, quiet, calm, floating, just floating. Deeply relaxed. And now from this relaxed place, go back to your garden space. Again, no one can come here unless you invite them. Everything within this protective shield is your personal space. And everything that you are is here with you now. Find a place to sit down and relax. This is your place of peace. There is a slight breeze that brushes softly across your face and hair. Your inner world is peaceful and relaxed. However, like the Golden Buddha that you learned about in this chapter, you are also covered in layers of protection. We often hide our true nature for fear of being misunderstood or uncared for, but hiding our true self also separates us from ourselves. When we hide, our personalities become hidden to us as well. When we learn acceptance and forgiveness, however, we don't need to hide, because there is nothing to hide from. Avoiding difficult feelings only increases their power over us. Rather, in this exercise, we would like to proactively become more familiar with who we are and how we operate in our world. Let's start with our thinking mind. When it is working optimally, the thinking mind is responsible for information gathering, problem solving, and decision making. It handles facts and information, weighs it out, and puts it to good use for our well-being. The emotional mind is like a compass. Emotions are able to pull us toward or guide us away from experiences that are consistent or inconsistent with our values. The social mind reflects our needs and abilities to connect with others. We are inherently social beings. Relationships with our friends, family, our children, or love interests are necessary, and they teach us about who we are. The physical mind generates the impulse to move and to be an active participant in our lives. The instinct to stay physically healthy and strong is necessary for both our physical and our mental health. The spiritual mind is that inner sense of wisdom and need for values, morals, and ethics that give our lives purpose and meaning. It is through the spiritual mind that we express the best of who we are. At the core, we find inherent value and beauty. Like the Golden Buddha, regardless of what covers us, at the core, we find inherent value and beauty. It is through the spiritual mind that we are able to express and experience this inner beauty. Finally, the observer manager is a bit like the leader or the guru of the mind view family. It is always seeking balance, knowledge, wisdom, for the purpose of enriching one's own life as well as the lives of others. We introduce these aspects of our life experience to improve our understanding. It is the dynamic between these mind views that creates the capacity for growth and change. Knowing about and nurturing these capabilities within us increases our potential for good. Become aware of these mind views as they join you here in your safe place. See them as they join your circle. They are part of your team. Be true to yourself as a team as you go forward in your life. In the Artfully Lived Life program, you will discover more about who you are and who you are not, what is essential, and what is unimportant. Make the commitment to keep moving forward as a team, depending on and trusting one another. Everything you need is already within you. As you slow down and listen for guidance and wisdom from your mind view counsel, allow yourself to see the brilliant being that you already are. It is time to rediscover what it means to be. Just be. Be what you already are. You are enough. Now, when you are ready, take a deep breath, open your eyes, and come back to this room.